The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Roger speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Now your host, Roger Waldron.
Today, my guest on Off the Shelf is Tiffany Hickson. Tiffany, I don't know, I'm not going to get all these titles right, but you are right now, you're the government-wide category manager for the professional services
category. That's correct.
Okay, that's right. That's one. Check one box.
Yeah.
And you're also the regional commissioner for FAS, and under your portfolio are OASIS and the professional services schedules out in Auburn, Washington, right?
There's a big chunk of us out in Auburn, Washington. That's right. We've got folks
in
other parts of Fort Worth, and we've got folks in Atlanta, D.C.,
Our headquarters
is in reverse. Exactly.
Okay. Nationwide office. So, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm looking forward to our conversation today. And I guess the first thing, since you have this other duties assigned, as the government-wide category manager, there is a professional services strategic plan that was issued, and I know you guys are seeking feedback from the public on it. I think that's right, up on the website or whatever. There's questions, and you're seeking feedback,
right? That's right, Roger, okay. And thank you for reading it. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to receiving your comments.
maybe not. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Right.
Just kidding.
That's right.
Just kidding. So tell us a little bit about the plan.
Sure.
And first of all, the genesis, why doing it, and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I'll start with the basic reason why is, you know, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, you know, has stood up and is starting to stand up a category management framework for really how we view spend in government as part of that really management approach. Spend has been defined into 10 government-wide categories. Professional services is one of those 10 categories. It is right now the second largest area of spend in federal procurement.
And IT being the largest?
No, actually,
healthcare?
IT right now is third. It's actually facilities and construction.
Okay.
That is the largest category of spend.
Yeah, as a personal property guy, I forget all
that.
I forget the buildings we get.
You know, oh, yeah, there's that, has, and you have to take care of those buildings.
Right. That's right.
And,
that's right.
You know, all the rest of that kind of good stuff. So we average about $63 billion in spend a year right now across government. And as part of OFPP getting its arms around spend, really using a category management lens to view that spend after establishing the top 10 categories or the principal top 10 categories of spend, they assigned executives from across government to be category managers. And I am one of those for professional services. So, and after they did that, they said, okay, let's get to work. Well, we need a plan.
Okay.
So we pulled together a strategic plan. This is actually for FY16 that was finalized in May. And granted, that gives us a strategic plan that lasts about, you know, 6 months. So we're trying to get a lot of work done before we get to the end of September so we can be better positioned to develop a more comprehensive plan for 17. So I really see this 16 plan as a good first step in terms of really starting to frame out what are those things that how do we want to focus on our work? How do we want that work structured? What are some of the what I'm calling baby metrics, right,
mm-hmm.
that we can start to get our arms around to measure how we're improving our management of professional services spend. The plan leverages work that really the federal community was already doing this last year in terms of some of the key initiatives and layered in some first step metrics in terms of how we want to look at that spend. And after I got the draft together, we pulled together an interagency working group of agencies that have the top 10 spend in federal government for professional services. And we're very lucky. We have some of the best thinkers in this space that participate in the interagency working group that helped to finalize this initial plan. We meet monthly with that group, along with we've got a number of subgroups that are meeting to get some of these first step initiatives taken care of this fiscal year, and it's been a very, very productive discussion.
Right. So, are your goals when you're looking at, as you mentioned, the plan is May, and it's for this fiscal year,
it's
August, and we're getting close to the end of the fiscal year. Do you see this as, like, in a certain sense, you're getting it up and running, putting the framework in place, the lens through which you're going to do your analysis? Is that kind of the goal this first year?
Yeah. Okay. And one of our key initiatives is to establish really how do we want to get industry and their voice engaged in our strategic planning process. And we really need to develop a formal supplier relationship management strategy and relationship management approach. This was pretty government driven and didn't have a lot of, there wasn't a lot of voice, right, from industry in developing this first plan.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal in 17 is to make sure that industry is part of the planning process. We get their feedback. What are those things that they think that we should be focusing on in terms of next steps?
Right. So can you talk a little bit about, I guess, some of the strategies that are contained in the plan?
Absolutely.
Think there are seven. I don't know if we go in over all seven, but what do you think of the key ones?
We would need like 2 hours to go over all seven, Roger. For this fiscal year, I think the key one really is developing the supplier relationship management strategy and getting industry engagement and feedback on the plan. So we're much better informed and well-positioned for developing our 17 plan. That's a big focus for me in the next 6 weeks in terms of getting that work done. The second major initiative.
What is the goal here? To create some additional conduits to exchange information? Is it to create identify a government-wide ombudsman for services, and what is it going to lead to? Distributing information to the agencies about what industry is thinking or feedback? Mm-hmm. What is it?
I don't know yet. I mean, that's part of why we're engaging industry in this dialogue. I think there are huge opportunities for the category managers to be really kind of a clearinghouse and a safe place, right, for industry to say, here's what's working well, here's what's not working well, here are recommendations in terms of behavior that is driving unnecessary cost, right, into our life cycle from an acquisition perspective. I think we can be that conduit. How do we get there and what's the right structure for that? So it's inclusive. There are a number of laws, right, that we have to be sensitive to, FACA in particular,
right,
in terms of, do we set up boards and that kind of thing. There's a lot of work that we need to do to talk about how we can not make this incredibly bureaucratic, but at the same time, really create repeatable processes so we can get industry feedback. So getting industry feedback first before we come out with a straw man is really important to me. And so we are the first category that's actually going out and vetting the plan, talking about developing a supplier relationship management strategy in a pretty structured way. So we're testing all this out on the professional services category, and I expect that other categories will follow after, we get through kind of this practice round in terms of getting feedback from industry.
Okay. And I interrupted you while you were about, on number two, you were started.
Blah, blah, blah. The other major initiative that we've got going on this summer is looking at the spend for professional services and what the underlying subcategory structure really needs to look like. OFPP and there is a government-wide program management office gave us a structure and said, hey, here's how we see spend in professional services. And that subcategory structure didn't make a lot of sense to us. We really didn't think that industry goes to market the way that we were viewing that spend. So we've done a whole deep dive in terms of that $63 billion to spend and what's really happening in that space. How does industry really go to market? And the number of contracts we have in each one of those subcategories. It's a lot of data analytics. The other major challenge for professional services, in addition to us making sure that we've got at least a good perspective in terms of how we want to view spend, just from a subcategory perspective, is also what the data tells us in the federal procurement data system, is that about 40% of that $63 billion of spend is categorized as other. We have no idea what it is, which is a little problematic in terms of, you know, really understanding right. what's going on with that right. spend. So
is that a matter of the categories that are available to identify yeah. the spending at, or yeah. are people just not reporting properly?
They are reporting properly. Okay. We actually got through kind of the initial review of what's happening in that 40% of mm-hmm. unknown spend or other spend. And what we're finding is a big chunk of that is really through the big ACAT programs in DOD, where they're big integration contracts, where, you know, that includes, you know, engineering. The principal purpose of the contract is really that integration work.
Right.
But underneath it, you know, it's going for IT, could
sure.
be going for
yeah.
construction, that kind of thing. There isn't a product service code that is for those types of programs. So maybe we need to have that. Maybe we don't. You know, work that we really need to do with the interagency working group on, you know, is there something that's really needed here? We're finding some was just miscategorized, or we don't understand the requirement well enough to know if it really was miscategorized. Some of that is IT. There's a lot of overlap between professional services
sure.
and
yep.
IT services.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's really about that principal purpose. Do we need to have some refined definitions in terms of product service codes to help us better understand that spend? We're kind of getting through that analytics work now, and we're hoping to have that wrapped up by the end of the fiscal year. And then we'll be sharing that in the acquisition gateway on the public and government side of the house.
Okay, well, gateway. And Tiffany, we have to take our first break. My guest today is Tiffany Hickson. She is the government-wide category manager for professional services and regional commissioner for FAS from Auburn, Washington. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion of the strategic plan a little bit, and then we'll look at some of the other interesting, exciting things going on at GSA. You are listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Cars are smarter. Soldiers achieve their mission. Children thrive. At Booz Allen Hamilton, we live to solve problems. It's just that simple. For more than 100 years, business, government, and military leaders have turned to us to solve challenges where there are no roadmaps. And while the kinds of problems we tackle may have changed over the past 100 years, our passion for delivering the optimal solution has never wavered. Learn more at BoozAllen.com.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, my guest is Tiffany Hickson. Tiffany is the government-wide category manager for professional services, and she is also the regional commissioner for FAS, who's responsible for OASIS and the professional services schedules. And Tiffany, when we took the break, your organization, you're kind of being a groundbreaker here. You've, as a category manager, the first to put out a strategic plan and seek feedback from industry or the public in general about that plan. And we're talking about it today. So I wanted to, you know, we mentioned two of the key sort of, strategies for the plan. Hit one more of the strategies. I know there's seven of them. And then we can talk about maybe about some of the metrics that are there too.
Sure. One accomplishment we actually did get under our belt this fiscal year was in for our identity protection services. The blanket purchase agreement that was awarded by GSA last year in response to some of the major breaches that we had recently was designated as a preferred contract source for the category. That policy was issued at the 1st of July. And really the important story about that preferred use policy is that the requirements for that BPA were developed by the experts in government around identity protection and credit monitoring. So we had experts from DHS, FTC, OPM, OMB, cyber, the IT community, And you know, the goal in terms of using that contract vehicle is we want to make sure that the right terms and conditions are being passed down into those task orders, and users of those services are protected the way that those experts really believe that they need to be. There is leverage pricing in the BPA, but to be candid, it was really about the requirements and making sure that we had the right protections in place. So I was very happy that we were able to get that policy out this fiscal year. So I've got, you know, one thing done on the plan.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, considering the plans, it was just issued in May. That's pretty good.
I thought so.
So the metrics, how are you going to measure success of the category management? But maybe first, what is, the term for our listeners, spend under management? That's what category management, I guess, is somewhat about a little bit. What is spend under management?
There's a number of really draft criteria that OFPP have put together in terms of how agencies are going to really assess their progress from a category management perspective. So one of the key metrics there is how much of their spend is under management, and which is we understand what's being purchased, how it's being purchased, what prices we're paying for those purchases, that kind of thing. And the knowing part is really, I think, the critical perspective or really focus of what is under management. But it's still really being defined. OFPP has drafted a category management circular for comment internal to the government. My understanding is that in the near future, they'll have that draft finalized and that will go out for public comment. And so the elements of what is spend under management, how will agencies assess their health in terms of that particular metric will be in that circular along with some other metrics.
Okay.
So I'm really following the lead of, OFPP.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, your metrics in the strategic plan, can you talk a little bit about what your metrics are?
Sure, absolutely. And each one of the categories has very similar metrics. So when the rest of the category plans are shared.
So we'll see some similar looking stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You'll see a theme when the other ones come out. And we pretty much are sharing most of the same metrics. Not all of the categories are really at a place where they're able to establish metrics in some of these areas because it's new. We're still getting our arms around what spend looks like. How are we going to measure savings? It's very complicated. And I think there's going to be a lot of scrutiny in terms of, how we're establishing those savings metrics. What's the right usage of the hallway as a metric for, or the gateway as a metric for how well we're sharing best practices and that kind of thing. But you'll see similar metrics. So right now for professional services, we've got five areas that we're measuring our performance in as a first step in 17. I see these being taking another step towards being more mature, but probably not as mature as they really need to be in the long run. Spend under management is one metric, and that's really driven by OFPP and engagement that they've got with each one of the agencies and the agencies assessing their maturity in terms of spend under management. There's an agency lens. There's also a government-wide lens. So we've got, a step in that direction right now. For FY16, we've got one contract that counts as spend under management, and that is work that's going through the Identity Protection Services, BPA. Mm-hmm. I started small, baby steps. So let's just measure that first. We know it's known and we can do that. Savings is our second metric. We are taking savings from the consolidation of the professional services schedule. We had a methodology for, we knew how much it was costing us to manage a whole bunch of extra contracts. And as we get through the next 5 years and drawing that down and getting through the full consolidation effort, we'll be measuring our savings in terms of that consolidation effort. As a start next year, I expect we're going to have some other targets in terms of savings there. Also, we have started to think through, there is a new regulation that requires agencies to document when they consolidate contracts. So that will be promulgated in the FAR here soon. It hasn't been yet. So we don't have that data to collect. But there's some very good work and analysis that's happening from agencies and documenting savings by consolidating contracts. And that regulation actually requires that documentation to be provided for any contract over $2 million. So if we're doing the work to document it, we might as well take credit for it. The issue is going to be, how do we collect it from across government so we can start to track those savings? Reducing contract duplication, you know, there's always administrative efficiencies if we can use existing contracts, whether that's at the agency level or a government-wide level. For this year, we just have we know which government-wide contracts exist. The reason that we know that is, in the professional services space, it's only GSA that has government-wide contracts, so we can measure the increased use of government-wide contracts take some credit for, you know, reduction in terms of contract duplication there. We are also measuring use of our hallway through the acquisition gateway. Is it really providing resources to the acquisition community that are usable, helpful, you know, that kind of thing? And then finally, are we increasing our small business utilization? You know, there's a huge focus on making sure that category management as a management philosophy doesn't have unintended consequences in terms of really reducing the use of small businesses. And I think there's some valid concerns around that. So we're putting it front and center, in particular for professional services. Over the last three fiscal years, we have, even with category management and the increase of use of government-wide contracts, we've had a steady increase in the use of small businesses over the last three fiscal years. So we want to make sure that we continue to track our progress on that front.
Okay, great. That's great. And my next question for you on the plan, and so the last question, because we're almost up on the break, is so, and we're going to turn to some other topics, but so are you working on the plan for next year? And, you know, how does it build on this current plan and what you've done to date?
We have started some initial discussions around, across all the categories, around, hey, we learned a lot of lessons in terms of developing the 16 plans. Some plans actually end in December. Mine happens to cycle on the fiscal year. That just worked better, you know, for me and our group. So we're reviewing lessons learned. You know, how can we streamline this? How can we make sure that, in particular, industry is engaged in developing the 17 plans? So for me, I need to get through the, hey, industry, what do you think about this one? We can start in early 17 to develop the 17 plan. I believe our goal is to have the 17 plans wrapped up and ready to go by the 1st of December. At least for my category, to have that done by the beginning of September, December, and I think that's a similar goal for the other categories.
So you are really so that hence the, you know, the notice and that you are seeking feedback and public sort of comment on the current version of the plan, so you can use that as you figure out what the plan next year looks like, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Good.
So please provide comments for all of my industry partner friends out there. I really want to get feedback. And, you know, I know it's not, this is a first step, right? And so at least it's something to react to, something to help the community start to think about. How can we really drive, you know, improving how we're handling professional services government-wide and, you know, get industry's voice baked into that for FY17.
Thanks, Tiffany. My guest today is Tiffany Hickson. She is the government-wide category manager for professional services and also a regional commissioner for FAS, responsible for OASIS and the professional services schedule. And when we come back, we're going to turn to those two subjects and talk a little bit about what's going on in her direct portfolio. You are listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
These days, it seems everyone's talking about the new normal. But federal agencies have a chance to define it. How will you shape your future? Turn to Deloitte. We understand what makes America work and how it can work better. With our private sector insight and public sector experience, we can help you rethink, reduce, and restructure, or even change the game. See how at Deloitte.com/federal. Wherever you need to go, Deloitte sees you there.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guest is Tiffany Hickson. Tiffany is the regional commissioner for FAS, responsible for OASIS and the professional services schedule. So that's part of that portfolio. And she's also the category manager government-wide for professional services. You know, Tiffany, how I switched those now that we're going to
certify.
That
was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Wasn't that good? Yeah,
it changed up there. That was good.
Smooth. So, Tiffany, what's going on in FAS and professional services?
Well, we have a lot going on. In addition to, you know, supporting the government-wide professional services category, which is a big focus for one of my teams in my organization, we're also going through a reorganization in FAS. And one of the first reorganizations that was just recently approved was to establish a new portfolio in FAS, which will be the Office of Professional Services and Human Capital Categories. And effectively, the purpose of that reorganization is to put all of the non-IT services into one portfolio. And so we will be combining into one organizational construct everything that supports professional services and those contracts. And that includes the professional services schedule, OASIS, our SmartPay program, which is focused on financial and card services. We've got a handful of BPAs, right, that will be, you know, part of that. Our human capital schedules, and that's 738. And for our schedule weenies out there, 738 and 736 for temporary services, HCAT small business, and... I thought there was something else hanging out there, but I think those are the things that are coming into.
You mentioned OASIS, right?
First. I think OASIS.
And OASIS small business.
Yes, OASIS and OASIS small business. Those are, of course, part of the portfolio. So, for the balance of this summer, you know, I'll be focused on, you know, supporting my team and getting through the reorganization and who we're going to be and how we're going to run ourselves. We have, in addition to just creating the new portfolio, we have also restructured ourselves by function, which gives our staff, in particular our program managers and our contracting officers, much more challenging, I think, career opportunities in the organization, that kind of thing. So we're pretty busy on that front.
Right. And that's, you mentioned, I mean, so there's offices all over the country that are going to be within that portfolio. I know we mentioned them earlier, but, you know, Fort Worth and Atlanta and right, all kinds of different places.
Yeah. We're actually, we have the reverse DC problem, right? So our headquarters is in Auburn, and we've got staff locations, principal locations in Fort Worth, Washington, DC, Atlanta. Now we've got administrative contracting officers have also been moved into our organization. They were in a different organization before, in addition to Region 2, who supports the human capital contracts. So they are also part of the new portfolio, although not direct reports to me. And then we've got folks who also, you know, telework out of their homes.
Right, sure. So what else is going on? I mean, that's a big deal. What's the goal of the reorg? Big picture-wise, strategic-wise?
Well, big picture-wise, I think it's really to have consistent practices in terms of how we're managing our schedules and our MAC contract programs. You'll see a lot of similarities, right, between OASIS Small Business and HCATS and HCATS Small Business in terms of how we ran those procurements, more importantly on the back end, the systems that support them, our contract administration policies, how we're managing the program sides of the house for both of those programs, really aligning those practices and getting some efficiencies in terms of the back office operations for those. In terms of schedules, it will be the same thing. For both our human capital schedules, both of them, and our professional services schedules, which is really how can we continue to evolve and improve really those contract vehicles. And we still have a lot of work to do. I'll start first with the professional services schedules. You know, last year we went through a very large effort with wonderful support from industry in consolidating our 8 schedules into one. And it has truly fulfilled, you know, the objectives that we had for that work. But that was just really a first step. I had the opportunity to serve as a contract specialist.
Lucky you.
It was great in April. And to just try to better understand, you know, some of the feedback I was getting from industry and from my own staff around how difficult it can be, you know, to get through our offer process for both existing and new contractors in the space. And I think it took me about 2 business days to go, okay, I see what's happening here. And I think we've got a very complex solicitation and without, I think, very clear evaluation criteria and that kind of thing. I think there are some real things that we could do almost about as immediately as you can do in government to make it easier for industry to participate in the professional services schedule, to get through that offer process. So we have established an fast working group.
Intra, right? I think that's right, yeah.
From our systems, our policy, our program, our contracting staff, to really think through how can we completely streamline the solicitation. And I would like to get it down to, you know, 4 files that have to be submitted in this kind of way, when it's very clear in terms of how we're going to evaluate offers, in particular on the technical side. I think there are some work that we need to do. I know that there is some work that we need to do to make it clear about how we're going to assess financial capabilities, past performance. I think there are some tools that we used in OASIS and in HCATS that we could apply in the professional services schedules, just so folks can actually score themselves before they come in to submit their offers. I mean, you name it, it is on the table. And our goal is to have a straw man for changes that we would like to make to the solicitation and get that out to industry for comment in October.
Okay, so we should be looking for
everyone
that,
right? Needs to get through right year end, so I don't want to dump this on folks as we're getting through year end. But in October, so we can get industry's feedback, and as quickly as we can move to change that solicitation, we're going to. If I can get a solicitation refresh out as early as January, I will. It has to happen for us, just from an efficiency perspective, internally. And I think for industry, you know, our cycle times right now are pushing a year to get through an entire offer if you are brand new to the schedules program. And that's just not acceptable. And the only way that we're going to fix that is by completely redoing the solicitation.
Right. So that's going to be the professional services schedule,
all
the things that are coming under your portfolio, that schedule wise.
We're going to start first with the professional services schedule, and you know, we'll be talking to Region 2, or I'll be talking to Region 2 about, you know, after we get through this, is this a step that
Region
2
is New York City, right?
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Okay. GSA Inside Baseball, since we were talking about GSA.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So the human capital schedules are managed out of New York City, and our office is in New York City. And if there is goodness, right, in terms of the steps that we're taking with a professional services schedule, and, you know, after we test it out, I know it's a big schedule to test things on. But if
we're going to pilot this,
Roger. Okay. We're doing it. But there'll be lessons learned, right, that we can roll into other schedules. Of note, you know, we've been struggling, I think, internally with this, you know, $25,000, you know, in sales in 2 years. We did an analysis, shows that it takes about 3.5 years for new entrants to get $25,000 in sales. So we've been talking about one potential change could be that, hey, in that base period of the contract, which is 5 years, earn that $25,000. And if you don't, then we won't exercise your option.
Sure.
Saves us money, don't have to do cancellations, right. A lot less, you know, back and forth between the CO and industry about whether or not they made sales or didn't make sales. I mean, that's just one area, I think, that in terms of the refresh that we should be looking at.
Okay, great. Tiffany, we're already up on the break. So my guest today is Tiffany Hickson. She is the Regional Commissioner for the Federal Acquisition Service. The portfolio includes OASIS, the professional services schedules, HCATS as well. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of the portfolio and what's going on in some of the other areas. You are listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guest is Tiffany Hickson. Tiffany is the Regional Commissioner for the Federal Acquisition Service and responsible for the professional services portfolio that includes HCATS and OASIS and the professional services schedules. And she's also the, I would be remiss since I've mentioned it every time, you are also the government-wide category manager for professional services. So Tiffany, what is going on in the portfolio with regard to your Macs, your Big Macs?
Big Macs. Well, we've got a lot of work happening on that front, too. And I'll start first with our SmartPay program, which will be as part of this new portfolio that we're standing up. SmartPay moves into the organization, and they have issued their draft RFP. We're getting ready to compete SmartPay 3. SmartPay is a huge and very successful program in terms of providing card services for fleet, travel, and purchase card. There's also some additional financial services that will be available through SmartPay 3. So that's on the street. And looking
when
for
are comments,
comments
due? Do you know?
I believe they're due next week.
Okay.
Could have that wrong, but I thought they were due like within 30 days. So it's been out in the street for about 30 days at this point. So we're going to be working hard to get that RFP out and awarded. You know, the heavy lift on SmartPay is an award of the IDIQ contract, where it's a lot of work on, you know, our team's part. The big lift comes with completing the task orders,
right.
And getting the new card platforms out to agencies. So the sooner that we can, you know, get the new IDIQs in place, the sooner agencies can begin their work to transition. So a lot of work on that front.
Right. Is that a 10-year contract?
It is not. I think it's actually 7. I have to look. I'm 2 weeks into this, Roger.
Okay.
But I don't believe it's a 10-year
contract. 7 to 10.
Yeah, I think it's 7,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
And I think that allows for some transition, you know, as we sure. There's some option periods at the mm-hmm. end of it. So clearly I'll be smarter about that next time, Roger.
Okay. Smarter about SmartPay?
Baby. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Smarter about SmartPay. Baby steps.
Yeah.
The second work that we're doing in our Macs is for Oasis. And we are going to be doing an on-ramp for Oasis in Pool 2, which supports, it's in our financial services arena. When Oasis was originally awarded, we actually didn't fill up either contract pool for Oasis Unrestricted or Oasis Small Business with enough contractors. And so we're going to be running an on-ramp. The announcement, formal announcement of that will come for Oasis Small Business at the end of August. So we will formally start the, hey, here's the draft RFP, we're running the on-ramp, here's the on-ramp procedures that we're going to be using. We're starting with Oasis Small Business first, given that we'll be testing, you know, this on-ramp process
sure.
for the first time. We expect testing that out and working through that through Oasis Small Business is actually going to be more effective for us. And then that will be followed by Oasis Unrestricted. We also have a greater need of getting more contractors on Oasis Small Business first. So
is that coming out, I'm sorry, is that mm-hmm. as a draft or is it just you're coming out with?
No, it'll be a draft. We'll
okay.
go through the usual.
Sort of comment, give people
absolutely.
Opportunity to
comment. Okay. We'll be doing the full meal deal. Speaking of Big Macs,
okay.
We'll be doing the full meal deal.
Get hungry now.
We do a full meal deal, the draft, you know, industry days, webinars,
right.
you know, all of that. So we can get everyone focused and get through the on-ramping process, you know, as a community.
Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. You're the first organization that I'm aware of, I'm trying to rack my brain, that's actually going to try to execute an on-ramp. You know, that the people, they've always been in there in many procurements. I'm trying to think of anybody who has actually successfully done it. Am I missing somebody big? Are you going
to point? Well, I wanted to think we were the first two, and I probably have spread that rumor inadvertently myself. But in fairness to my friend Mary Davey in ITS, I believe 8A Stars just
did
an on-ramp.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
They are actually the first.
I knew they were. Okay. So, well, we got that straight, right? But they're both at GSA. That's something to be said. That's something to be said for
they
that.
Are.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to get through that process and see how if we get to the end without too much litigation.
Right. So how is Oasis going? I hear good things.
It is going very well. I mean, it's been in really full operation for going on 2 fiscal years. There has been $1.3 billion that has actually been obligated through both contracts, with a life cycle estimate of about $4.3 billion. For a new IDIQ contract, I think that those are pretty good results for its first two fiscal years. We look well on plan. We've got a our goal from a GSA perspective is when we start new MACs, that really they have to be at full cost recovery within about a five-year period. Sometimes it's a little bit longer than that. Based on usage and commitments coming out from agencies, it looks like we're going to be there, which is great news. The other good news story about OASIS is that it's really fulfilling its purpose. We knew that there was really a need in the federal acquisition community for cost reimbursement type services. The professional services schedule can't do that. It's a commercial item contract. And 55% at last count of orders and spend under OASIS, both versions, have been cost reimbursement. So we know it's really meeting that need, which is great.
Yeah, and do you pulse your, I assume you're doing customer satisfaction surveys and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. We spend a lot of time with our customers. Twice a year, we have program management reviews that our key customers are invited to. They share with us their perspectives on what's working, how industry is responding, you know, to their requirements, forecasts of requirements coming out and that kind of thing. So it's been very positive, which we're very, very pleased with.
That's great. Great.
That's good.
And who signed up to use it so far? Air Force, Army, am I got those right?
That's right. It started with Air Force, Army, then DHS, NAVAIR, the Fourth Estate at DOD, DPAP MOU, which is new, and also GSA. GSA is one of the largest users of OASIS for largely defense customers, but we also have an internal MOU with them. So we've got a pretty good, you know, stable foundation, right, to continue to build the program from. So that's good.
Right. So HCATS, I think that's the last one in
it
your
is.
Portfolio.
It
what,
is.
What can you
My last
say
Big Mac. I can say both HCATS unrestricted and HCATS small business remain under protest. And so we're looking for, I think, HCATS unrestricted. I'm hoping that we will have some results from GAO on their decisions about that litigation next month. For HCATS small business, there's been some shift in terms of jurisdiction. We had cases at both GAO and the Court of Federal Claims. I believe we are now shifting to the Court of Federal Claims to resolve those protests.
Right. That's where, one goes, they all got to go.
That's right. So that happened recently. So, you know, I expect that we're going to have a longer delay, you know, in getting HCATS small business up and running, just given the shift in terms of who's going to be hearing the cases. But we're working through it.
Okay. Good. Well, hey, Tiffany, great to have you on the show once again. Lots going on in the professional services arena. And
there is.
I want to thank my guest today, Tiffany Hickson. She is the government-wide category manager for professional services and also the regional commissioner for FAS with responsible for the portfolio of OASIS. You just heard it, OASIS, HCATS, and SmartPay in the future, and
that's
as well
right.
as
professional services schedule,
that's
then
right.
human capital schedule.
You can do the close of the show.
That's right.
Okay. No. So thank you, Tiffany, for being on the show. You've been listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.